In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Good news, 401k fees are already low. They're about to get even lower. Details coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Well, anyone with a 401k will appreciate this. Companies are making efforts to offer lower cost retirement plans. This is a trend that's already been in motion and is likely to continue on as employers continue to face pressure to monitor expenses. Let's get right to the story with Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson, who joins us in studio right now. Welcome, Ann.
Thanks.
So what's been the main driving factor, if there is one, in employers continuing to shave off these retirement plan costs?
I'd say there have been two primary factors. One is recently the Department of Labor put into effect some regulations that require enhanced disclosure of fees. The fees that that service providers have to disclose to employers the fees that the plans are paying, and in turn, the employers have to disclose that to participants. And that's been really eye-opening because not only does it spell it all out for an employer who maybe hadn't paid a lot of attention, but it also there's another regulation that requires that this all be disclosed publicly to the Department of Labor, and that allows for everybody to kind of know if they want to find out what other plans are paying, and it allows, you know, different financial advisors and different record keepers competing for business to go and see what their competitors are doing.
It's interesting how that changes things. Another big part of this is the pressure for employers to monitor expenses. What kind of expenses are these generally?
So there are two main types of expenses for most participants in 401k plans. They're going to pay the investment management fees, which are, you know, the fees on, say, a mutual fund that you might own. Secondly, you're going to pay something in administrative fees. And the administrative fees aren't always as clearly disclosed, but certainly the investment management fees are very often, are always disclosed. Sometimes the administrative fees are wrapped in with the investment fees.
And employers are also reacting to some settlements of some 401k fee class action lawsuits. Can you catch us up to speed on some of that?
Yeah, actually, that's a really important motivation in all of this, too. So there have been about, you know, at least two dozen that I've counted 401k fee lawsuits filed since, say, 2006, 2007. There was a huge number of them filed around that era. Now, a couple of those, or say a bunch of those, a growing number of them have settled for multi-million dollar settlements in the last 12 months. There have been several settlements. And I think that really has motivated employers. They've taken note of that. They realize that there is this litigation risk out there if they're not careful about offering low-cost investments.
And so I imagine ultimately investors are able to save quite a bit as a result.
Potentially. You know, I mean, it really just depends on the plan that you're in. Mm. Some of the very largest plans and some of the large plans in general, just they have pretty low costs already. Interestingly enough, some of the newest 401k fee lawsuits are even going after some of the very lowest cost largest plans. I mean, obviously, that's where the money is. So the lawyers are targeting those. And they're sort of saying, even though you're very low cost, maybe you are not low cost enough, which is an interesting argument. But so it really just depends. And some of the smaller plans have higher costs.
And speaking to that, I understand that the thinking is that the new Labor Department rule, like you said, that holds financial advisors to a higher standard will lead smaller plans to cut costs. Is there any truth to that?
Right. There is an expectation that is going to have motivate smaller plans to take action to reduce their fees. And the reason why is because currently a lot of smaller plans are served by brokers who aren't serving as fiduciaries. And the new rule is going to require that advisors to 401k plans act as fiduciaries. Now, in fact, for most, you know, mid-sized and large 401k plans, the vast majority of them are already served by fiduciaries. It's the smaller plan market where that hasn't happened, and that's likely to happen. And once you're in a fiduciary role, you know, costs, the need to sort of act with the best interest of the participants in mind certainly includes getting low-cost investments.
Very interesting. Times are changing. Ann Turgeson, thanks very much for the time today.
Sure.
This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. For more podcasts, check out wsj.com/podcasts and subscribe to us on either iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and if you have an Android device, look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.